ඔබ SBS සිංහල ගුවන්විදිලිය සමකෙන්
ඔබේ ප්‍රජාවේ සිදුවන දෑ සහ ඔබේ සංවාද සඳහා දැන් SBS සිංහල වැඩසටහන ඔබ වෙනුවෙන්ම.
ක්‍රිකට් පිළිබඳව කතාබහ කරද්දී මේ දවස්වල සමස්ත ලෝකයේම සිටින ශ්‍රී ලාංකික ප්‍රජාව බොහොම සතුටින් ඉන්නේ. ශ්‍රී ලංකා ක්‍රිකට් කණ්ඩායම දිනාගත්ත ආසියානු කුසලානයත් එක්ක. ඉතින් මේ වගේම දැන් බොහෝ දිනක් ඊළඟට බලාපොරොත්තු වෙමින් සිටින්නේ ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ ලබන මාසේ 16 වෙනිදා ආරම්භ වන්නට නියමිත T20 ලෝක කුසලානයේදී ශ්‍රී ලංකා කණ්ඩායමට මොන වගේ අභියෝගයකට මුහුණ දෙන්නට සිදුවේවිද කියලා. ඉතින් අද විශේෂිත දවසක්. අද සැප්තැම්බර් මාසේ 16. තවත් හරියටම මාසයකින් එළඹෙන දවසේ තමයි ලෝක කුසලාන T20 ක්‍රිකට් තරගාවලිය පටන් ගන්නෙත් ශ්‍රී ලංකාවත් එක්ක පවත්වන තරගයකින්. ඔබ දන්නවා මේ වෙනකොට ශ්‍රී ලංකා කණ්ඩායමට තේරීම් තරග තුනකට සම්බන්ධ වන්නට සිද්ධ වෙනවා. ඔක්තෝබර් මාසේ 16 වෙනිදා ශ්‍රී ලංකා කණ්ඩායමත් නැමීබියා කණ්ඩායමත් අතර පවත්වන මේ සුදුසුකම් ලැබීමේ තරගයෙන් තමයි ලෝක කුසලාන ක්‍රිකට් තරගාවලිය ආරම්භ වන්නේ. ශ්‍රී ලංකා කණ්ඩායම ඔක්තෝබර් මාසේ 16 නැමීබියාවත් එක්ක, ඒ වගේම 18 වෙනිදා එක්සත් අරාබි එමිරාජ්‍යයත් එක්ක, ඒ වගේම ඔක්තෝබර් මාසේ 20 වෙනිදා නෙදර්ලන්තයත් එක්ක මේ සුදුසුකම් ලැබීමේ තරගවලට මුහුණ දෙන්න නියමිතයි. ඉතින් මේ සියලුම තරග පවත්වන්නේ ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ වික්ටෝරියා ප්‍රාන්තයේ ජිලොන් කියන ප්‍රධානතම ප්‍රාදේශීය නගරයක්. ජිලොන් නගරයේ කාඩිනියා පාක් ක්‍රීඩාංගණයේදී තමයි මේ සියලුම තරඟ පවත්වෙන්නේ. ඉතින් අදින් මාසයකින් පස්සේ ආරම්භ වන මේ ලෝක කුසලාන ක්‍රිකට් තරගාවලියේ සුදුසුකම් ලැබීමේ තරඟ සඳහා ජිලොන්හි කාඩිනියා පාක් ක්‍රීඩාංගණය සැකසෙමින් තියෙන්නේ කොහොමද? එදාට කොයි වගේ අවස්ථාද කාඩිනියා පාක් ක්‍රීඩාංගණයේදී සූදානම් වෙමින් තියෙන්නේ, විශේෂයෙන්ම කුඩා දරුවන්ට වැඩිහිටියන්ට? ඒ විතරක් නෙමෙයි, ලෝක කුසලානය පිළිබඳව කතාබහ කරද්දී බොහෝ දිනෙකුත් තුළ යම් උනන්දුවක් තියෙන ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ මේ වෙනකොට තියෙන සූදානම කොහොමද කියලා දැනගන්න. ඉතින් SBS සිංහල සේවයේ විදිහට අපිට අවස්ථාවක් ලැබෙනවා ICC පිරිමි T20 ක්‍රිකට් ලෝක කුසලාන තරගාවලියේ සංවිධායක කමිටුවේ ප්‍රධාන විධායක නිලධාරී මිෂෙල් එන්රයිට් මහත්මියව සම්බන්ධ කරගන්න කෙටි සාකච්ඡාවක් සඳහා. ඉතින් අපි මෙතැන් සිට ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවෙන් ඇත් සමග මේ සාකච්ඡාව කරගෙන යන්නට සූදානම්. Now we have in our show Michelle Enright, CEO of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Local Organising Committee. Welcome to the SBS Sinhala Language Program, Michelle.
Thanks very much, Denisha, for having me.
I'm starting this discussion with you with excitement about the Sri Lankan team winning the Asia Cup 2020.
Yes, I know. That's so exciting. They had some great wins to get to the final, and then, they won the final, so good on them.
Yeah, especially as the new team with youngsters, a lot of youngsters.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we know the Sri Lankan team has to undergo qualifying matches, which will be held at the Cardinia Park Stadium in Geelong for the T20 World Cup. So how's the preparation for the 16th, the commencing day of the World Cup?
So preparations are full steam ahead, as you can imagine. We've got just over a month to go, so super excited that Sri Lanka are playing in the very opening match of the whole tournament. So, and as you said, that's down in Geelong at Cardinia Park versus Namibia there on the 16th of October.
Yeah, so what fans can expect at Cardinia Park Stadium on that day?
Well, the thing with T20 World Cup cricket is it's so entertaining in itself, but we're making this a real festival of the cricket, not just the cricket, but the culture as well. So, you know, fans will be seeing some great cricket, of course, but we're really making a day out for the whole family. So there's a fan zone that's open outside the stadium from 1 o'clock. So the game starts at 3:00. And that will have all sorts of food vendors, a DJ, some local artists' installations, face painting, all sorts of cricket activities for the kids to do. And then, of course, in venue, there'll be, fantastic music and culture, and we'll have the Papuri band there. So that's very exciting. We've actually got supporter bays set aside for the Sri Lankan community, and actually they recently sold out, and we've released some more seats. So if the fans haven't got their tickets, if they want to jump on to T20WorldCup.com and be part of that supporter bay, then I'm sure they would love that. So we're really trying to make it, as I said, a celebration of cricket and culture. So there'll be lots of music and dancing, and the food will be the type of food that the community likes to see. And then the government's done a great job. They've put on some extra train services, because I'm not sure if, you know, if your listeners haven't been to Geelong, they're trying to make it as easy as possible to get there. So it's about an hour train line on the V line from Southern Cross. They're putting on extra trains from Southern Cross directly to Geelong, and then it's a really short, really quick walk from the train station to the venue. There'll be signposts and all sorts. And they're also putting extra trains across the Dandenong corridor in within Melbourne, so that fans can get to Southern Cross a lot more easily and then get down on that V line. So, yeah, really making it kind of a great day out for the family. And then, of course, there's the Sri Lanka will be playing in three match days there with just a day in between. So the three matches over 5 days. So if anyone did want to stay down in Geelong, then, of course, you know, there's lots happening down there as well, because all the teams will be in town. So whether you want to make a day trip of it or stay a bit longer, it'll be a great day out for the whole family, that's for sure. And we've also made sure that the tickets are really accessibly priced. The children's tickets are $5 and adult staff at $20. So try to make it affordable for everybody as well.
Yeah, it's great to hear the arrangement, especially about the special train services from Melbourne to Geelong, and even about the ticket prices and arrangement in the stadium. So, Michelle, sometimes, you know, the Sri Lankans are really like to be there as a family. So are there any family entertaining things arranged already, or did you look into that area?
Yeah, so there will be face painting, and in the fan zones there'll be little cricket activities that they can participate in. There'll be really family friendly kind of food activities. There'll be great music. There'll be things that the families can participate in with a big screen, and yeah, just lots of little fun things in the fan zone and around the stadium. There'll be some entertainers, so there's plenty probably to keep the kids' attention if they're not watching the cricket the whole time. And, of course, the Papri band and, you know, just that atmosphere within stadium, I think, is something that all families enjoy, whether you're the young kids or the parents like us or the grandparents.
Yeah. You know, no Sri Lankan cricket match without Papri band. So yes, we all are expecting Papri band entertaining at the ground.
Yes.
And again, Michelle, the fans mostly will be Sri Lankan. So my question is, are there any Sri Lankan fan zone, or do we need to have a special fan zone? I think almost the whole stadium will be with the Sri Lankan fans.
Well, that's right. I mean, there could be a sea of blue there if everybody dressed up. So, I'm sure if we can get all of the fans down from Melbourne, and I'm sure the team would love that. As you say, they've had some great success recently in the Asia Cup, and they do need to get through this first round. So I'm sure they'd love to see all their fans there, and I'm sure the fans will applaud good play as well all round. So I'm sure, you know, there'll be a few Namibia fans there, I hope, and there'll be also a lot of people from Geelong, we hope too, that will, you know, be supporting both teams. So I think if you could turn that stadium blue with all of the Sri Lankan fans, I'm sure that the team would love that.
Yeah, we all know T20 matches are always like not only a sports activity, it's also entertaining and gathering many of the multicultural communities together. So what initiatives the T20 World Cup team has implemented to engage the multicultural communities, as you see?
Well, this event's got 16 international teams, so it's going to have a great multicultural flavour just by the nature of the competing teams. But we've also seen in the recent census just how multicultural Australia is, with over half of us, and I'm one of them actually. I'm a Kiwi that were either born overseas or have our parents born overseas. So that's the power of these World Cups, is that you get the opportunity to really get the whole community involved. So whether your home nation is competing or not, it's a chance to bring everybody together just around, as you say, the entertaining value of the T20 cricket and the amazing atmospheres that you have in stadia with this former game, but also all of the fans that love cheering and chanting. So we really try to reach deeper into the communities of Australia and get as many people to come along and watch this World Cup that's right in their backyard. We've also set up, we've got an online kind of supporter platform called Squads, and there's a Sri Lankan squad. So if your listeners Googled or searched a Facebook group called Squad Sri Lanka, then that's a place where you can join and not just have cricket conversation, but be connected with other people from, for example, your community, the Sri Lankan community. And you might want to talk about food or things you miss about home or celebrities from back home. So it's kind of a way of connecting within the community as well. And then, of course, you can sit with your squad to watch the match. So it's just trying to, I guess, create a bit more of sense of connection and belonging with the fans around the event as well. So there's quite a bit happening there.
Yeah, talking a bit about the World Cup matches, apart from Sri Lankan qualifying match arrangements in Geelong Cardinia Park. So how's the preparation for the World Cup now?
It's going really well, actually. And we're just over a month. We've got 34 games to the first match. But, of course, the teams come in the week before. So it's all systems go. The venues are going to look amazing. Our brand is really vibrant. It's, blue and pink. And we're planning some great music, some great activities in venue. We're going to look after the teams really well so that they can perform at their best and then really give the fans the best experience that they can hope for too, so that it ends up being a great day out for the whole family and you get to enjoy not just the cricket but also take away some other memories as well.
We all know T20 matches are really different than 50 overs, ODIs and the test matches. You know, the atmosphere is really fun and so energetic. So yes. Are there any special features or activities or any other plans for this year's World Cup compared to the previous years?
Once we get to the final, it's getting a bit more activity there with the big screen and in stadia. So as you can imagine, there's always things progressing digitally. So there'll be a lot of great ways that fans can get involved there. So things always just ramp up a notch. So there'll be amazing experiences in venue and on the big screen and with the roving entertainment. So yeah, just as you say, all that stuff that T20 brings, just with the music and food and dancing and celebration of culture. So, yeah, it's what makes a World Cup, I guess, elevates it from a normal match, that's for sure.
So yeah. Any other message you have to say to the spectators, viewers, to the people in Australia or who are coming from overseas?
I think we're going to have the world's best cricketers in our own backyard. So it's the first time Australia's hosted this event. So it's just a great opportunity for all of Australia and the fans from overseas to come out, see the superstars of the game and enjoy everything that goes around these matches. It'll be a real celebration of cricket and culture. And so if you haven't got your tickets, jump on to T20WorldCup.com and we'll see you at the matches.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for your time. Michelle Enright, CEO of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Local Organising Committee, joined with us today to talk about the Sri Lankan qualifying matches as well as preparation for the World Cup matches. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, Michelle.
Thank you very much, Denisha. Thank you.
අපි ඔබ වෙත ගෙනාවේ මෙවර ICC ක්‍රිකට් T20 ලෝක කුසලානය සඳහා ශ්‍රී ලංකා කණ්ඩායම මුහුණ දෙන සුදුසුකම් ලැබීමේ තරඟ සඳහා ජීලොන්හි කාඩිනියා පාක් ක්‍රීඩාංගණය කොහොමද සූදානම් වෙමින් තියෙන්නේ, ඒ වගේම ICC ලෝක කුසලානය සඳහා කොහොමද මේ වෙනකොට තියෙන සූදානම කියන කාරණා පිළිබඳව සාකච්ඡා කරන්න අන්තර්ජාතික ක්‍රිකට් කවුන්සිලයේ පිරිමි T20 ක්‍රිකට් ලෝක කුසලාන තරඟාවලියේ සංවිධායක කමිටුවේ ප්‍රධාන විධායක නිලධාරී මිෂෙල් එන්රයිට්ව. මේ සාකච්ඡාවට නැවත වතාවක් සමන් දෙන්න sbs.com.au/sinhala අපගේ වෙබ් අඩවියට යන්න, නැත්නම් SBS Radio app එකට යන්න.
SBS Radio
ලයික් කරන්න, ෂෙයා කරන්න, අදහස් ප්‍රකාශ කරන්න SBS සිංහල Facebook පිටුව follow කරන්න.